we'll move to item number six, the approval of the minutes for the March 5th regular meeting and the April 2nd regular meeting. Do we have any comments or corrections or action direction from the board?
I move approval, Mr. Chair.
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Director Ariza?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Fox?
Yes.
Director Friedman?
Yes.
Director Hernandez?
Yes.
Director Jones?
Aye.
Director Kildee?
Yes.
Director Wyrick?
Yes.
Chair Perrello?
Yes. Moving on to the next item under regular agenda, item number seven, Ms. Tina Rivera will be the Director of Finance, giving, and the item, approval and adopt proposed ordinance setting sewer service charges for the Malibu Bay Club property. First reading of ordinance number VRSD-115. And if we could have Ms. Rivera read the recommendations, please.
Yes. Recommendation, conduct the first reading by title only of proposed ordinance number VRSD-115, adopting sewer service charges for the next 5 years, fiscal year 2021 through fiscal years 2025, for ratepayer / property owners at Malibu Bay Club Residential Development. Schedule a public hearing and board action on July 2nd, 2020 to conduct a second reading by title only and consider adoption of ordinance number VRSD-115, and C, direct staff to initiate Proposition 218 rate procedures by notifying the Malibu Bay Club rate payers / property owners of the proposed change in their sewer service charges.
Mr. Chair, may I ask a question, please, before we start?
Yes.
Question is for Mr. Kwong Robert. When we get to this point here, can we adopt all three with one motion?
If the board so chooses, yes, it can. It can also go individually. Depending on the motion.
We'll have to perhaps, Mr. Chair, with your direction, and maybe you might want to query the rest of the board members.
Well, I'll tell you what. That sounds good, Kevin. I would make a suggestion. Let's hear where the questioning goes on the board members, and there may be a decision after the questioning we do. It makes sense. Your request makes sense.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chair Perrello, I have a question. If a presentation's done, are we still getting into the presentation?
Yes.
You know, in the past, there's been some discussion of whether we're adequately covering capital expenditures as well as operating expenditures with these rate charges. I just wonder where we are on that, because I noticed that this looks like we're assuming just a CPI, and there were some non-recurring capital expenditure, special expenditures. Are those amortized in these sewer charges on top of the CPI? Or are they not relevant?
Ms. Rivera, if you can answer that, because
I believe General Manager Chris Tyson would like to speak.
Okay, all right, thank you. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot see on my screen if somebody's hand is up. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I just had some help here.
Okay, sorry about that. I was raising my hand.
No,
the only comment I had is I do believe that Ms. Rivera had a presentation. Didn't you have some comments to make,
yes.
You know, other
yes,
than sir. Just...
okay. I'm sorry. That's why I asked.
Okay. Yeah, she actually, I think that, I think that's what you were asking. And I think Chairperson Perrello answered you, but he answered you what he thought you were asking, and I think it was opposite. I think she has some opening statements which may answer questions like that and maybe some other ones, so I think it would be a good idea to let her do her little presentation.
Agreed. My I beg you to apologize, Mr. Rivera. Please go ahead with your presentation.
Well, thank you. Well, this item is part of the required rate setting process last undertaken 5 years ago. As you know, the district operates the Malibu Bay Club wastewater treatment system via the agreement with the Malibu Bay Club Homeowners Association. This agreement entitles the district to recover its operating expenses, which includes the day-to-day maintenance, upgrades, as well as any anticipated capital projects within those rates. Staff has undertaken an examination of the rates and costs necessary to operate the system over the next 5 years. And those are the rates that are here proposed. You will see a significant variation between the rates being proposed for the first year, fiscal year 21, and the remaining 4 years. And that is because within this first year, the recommendation is to use reserves that have been built up over time to cover some of those operating and capital expenses during that first year. Now, within the agreement that the district has with the Malibu Bay Club Association, there is a reserve contingency of $50,000. And that is what the remaining reserve balance will be after we utilize those initial reserves in the first year. Does that address some of your questions, Director Weirich?
I have a question, Chair Perillo, if you wouldn't mind. Yes. When we do use those reserves, Tina, what amount of money will we have left in the account? I know you had mentioned $50,000. So once those funds are extrapolated, what amount of money will we have left in the reserve?
We will have the $50,000. That is the anticipated balance.
Okay. And I just want to follow up. I didn't mean to interrupt anybody, but follow up. I think this is an accounting question, but are they amortized? Do you know? I think that's for the accountant. That's an accounting question.
We do conduct depreciation, regular depreciation, which is amortization to people inter-switch those two terms. That's what you're referring to.
And that is permissible under a 218?
To include depreciation costs, yes.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Chair Perillo?
Go ahead, Mr. Burke.
And I apologize, I'm kind of catching up here. So we are proposing here to have for 2021 to 2022, between a five or six fold increase in the monthly service charge. Am I correct in what I'm seeing here?
That is correct, because currently in the fiscal year 2020, in the year fiscal year 21, we're using about $150,000 worth of reserves.
Actually, I'm just asking the question from a kind of a client management point of view. you know, what that might provoke in terms of behavior on the part of, you know, how are we gonna, you know, kind of plow the field here a little bit to get them ready for this, as opposed to just having a lot of, you know, ratepayers all of a sudden go, you know, what the heck, and a lot of pressure to protest that kind of increase rather than something that ramps up more gradually.
Chris or Robert, would you like to address some of the negotiations that went?
I mean, are they ready for that? That's all I'm asking.
You remember from last time, I wasn't here. I'm not sure you were here, but of course you heard about it, even if you weren't, 5 years ago, that there was a rather protracted, contentious, difficult, perhaps some other adjectives we could come up with to come up and describe that process, but ultimately we got through it. We took a little different tack this time, and we believe I can personally certify that I'm about 99.9% you won't have any trouble from this point forward due to work that we've done already.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to add on
this vote will pass.
Yeah, I just want to add on top of what General Manager Chris Tyson said. Based on my conversations with the Malibu Bay Club's new attorney, it doesn't seem that they would be surprised by the year two increase. The year one, as Tina has already indicated, is enough of an incentive for them to swallow year two, three, four, and five. Since we're addressing their concerns about reserve funding.
Thank you.
Is Ms. Rivera, is there more to the presentation?
That was all I had, unless you have any further questions.
Do any other board members have questions? Any other board members have questions? Okay, I have a couple of questions. I do appreciate the questions that have been asked by Mr. Kildee and Mr. Werick, and being an elected official, sometimes the public's memory is real short. They may be very comfortable with good news and get really excited with a little bit of what you call sticker shock the next time the rates go up. So I'm going to address the staff report, specifically page 16 of the staff report under background. The very last sentence on that page states, it's MBC, Malibu Bay Club, officials also claim, and I want to repeat that, also claim to have access to financial resources and their own reserves to help fund system repairs and replacement if the need should arise. Mr. Kwong, Mr. Tyson, what do you think about that statement? And can the board hang your hat on that?
Okay, let me do it first, if you don't mind, Chris. I think the sentence is fine as it reads. It's factual. It's realistic. It's based on conversations we've had with Malibu Bay Club officials. We have followed that up with a letter to the Homeowners Association and to their council, basically saying the same thing, but in much greater detail. So we have it in writing in terms of a letter memorializing conversations we've had over the phone and by email on this issue. And what you see at the bottom of page 16 on item number 7 is a quick summary of those conversations. And as far as your point about hanging your hat on it, that's as best as we can do at this point in time without reopening larger agreements about whose responsibility it is for this facility. As you know, when VRSD took over that project and agreed to put in a on-site wastewater treatment system, VRSD agreed to be responsible for it for, I believe, a 99-year term. And so that is something that VRSD decided to do back in the day. And it's going to be very difficult, if at all, to change that foundational fact of VRSD's ongoing relationship and operation and ownership of that facility. So as far as hanging your hat on it, it may not be a very long peg in the wall, but it's long enough to hold your hat.
I appreciate that response. Thank you very much. And I just want to explain the description Mr. Tyson used about the negotiations. He was absolutely right. There could have been a lot of different words used for that. And it was one of my newer opportunities to be on the board and hear what had happened. I don't believe that we would enter into an agreement like that now, but it was done. And you have to honor the agreements because the contracts. The concern that I had when the visual presentation is of the Malibu Bay Club and it shows the area where the tanks are under the volleyball, the sand volleyball courts, and where the wave action is that has gotten extremely close to that seawall, if something were to go wrong, $50,000 would not go very far. And the expectation is that the homeowners would actually come up with the money, because as it states, we got a contract. Somebody would have to fix it because this would be going in the ocean. And that, those are my opinion. I see Mr. Fox, would you like to speak?
That was my first year on the board. I attended those meetings down at Malibu Bay Club. It was quite, I mean, it was almost like a battle between us and them. And I don't remember how it turned out, but I know that we had a meeting down there of the homeowners at the fire department down there to try to settle this, but we never got anywhere, I don't think. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Tyson, would you like to add something?
I have nothing to add at this point to what Mr. Kwong said.
Okay. Are there any other board members wish to comment, or is there any public speakers on this matter? Okay, hearing none, do we have...
Yes, there are no public speakers.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Hearing that, do we have a direction from the board?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'll move stack recommendations, item A, B, and C. A is to conduct the first reading. B is to schedule the public hearing. And C is to direct staff to initiate the Prop 2018 rate procedure.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
A quick point of information, Chair Perrello.
Yes.
If necessary, will that public hearing be done, you know, how soon are we talking about it? We may be having to do a public hearing by Zoom, or are we going to have to wait for the public hearing where we're clear to have, in-person hearings?
I think it says July 2nd, but General Manager, there's Mr. Kwong, can you please answer that question?
Let me take a first shot at it. I think the situation is so fluid. There's no way we can just say that it's going to be a Zoom meeting or it's going to be an in-person meeting. Even if the governor's four-part strategy plays out so that there can be meetings, I fully expect there to be significant physical distancing, social distancing requirements. And that would include not only the board itself on sitting on the dais, but also anybody in the audience. So you can almost expect that this meeting will be done by Zoom or some Thank video you. Conferencing platform.
Thank you.
Any other question before we take the vote? Okay, Madam Clerk, please do a roll call.
All right, Director Ariza?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Fox?
Yes.
Director Friedman?
Yes.
Director Hernandez?
Yes.
Director Jones?
Aye.
Director Kildee?
Yes.
Director Wyrick?
Yes.
Chair Perrello?
Yes. Moving on to item 9.
Point of order.
I beg your pardon.
Chair Perrello, I have to do the first reading of the ordinance. Okay. Ordinance number VRSD 115. An ordinance of the Ventura Regional Sanitation District regulating the use of the Malibu Bay Club on-site wastewater treatment system and adopting sewer service fees and charges.
Okay,